Everyone loves a good story, as long as it's interesting, as long as it has a good point or a lesson that we can take with us. They're easy to listen to, most stories, but not always easy to interpret, especially a parable. Jesus knew this, so he often taught in parables so that the people would pay attention and wrestle a little bit with its meaning in prayer. Parables are kind of like a puzzle. We work hard at them to figure them out and put them together, and when we accomplish putting a puzzle together or solving a puzzle, we gain some satisfaction, right? That the puzzle was solved because we spent a fair amount of time putting it together and making it work, we're unlikely to forget it. Jesus knew this, and that's why he taught in parables. But sometimes people do not have the patience to, some people don't always have the patience, I should say, to sit down and figure out a puzzle. They prefer, something, as our human nature does, that's quick and simple and easy. And they don't have time to reflect on those spiritual matters that require some reflection to apply them to our lives and to learn from them. Jesus often had to deal with this kind of resistance from people who came to hear him speak. They came to hear, but as he says, they had ears, but they failed to hear. They weren't listening with their spiritual ears, and they weren't interested, even if they did understand, in changing their lives. Of course, this wasn't all his listeners, but it was certainly a portion of them. And so this was very frustrating to Jesus because, as the parable points out, he wants us to be good seed. Of course, his apostles were the first teachers of the faith, so Jesus had to make sure that they understood his parables, and so he let everyone else wrestle with it, but his apostles he often pulled aside, sat them down, let them ask questions, and then he would explain the parable to him. And so, if we kept reading the gospel, we would see that Jesus does exactly that today. The first snare that one can fall into that Jesus says about the seed on the path is that the heart, this type of person, does not understand the word of God because the person's heart has grown hard through their own fault. And this can happen for many reasons. It can happen for a lack of prayer or charity or perhaps some resentment we're holding on to or some unrepented sin. And thus this heart fails to hear the personal message that God wants to give it through his word. And this is the seed that landed on the footpath. It couldn't take root. The second snare that Jesus wants us to be aware of is the human heart that welcomes the word of God with great joy, but when persecution comes or some setback, the person quickly gives up and surrenders that fervor and that faith, that joy. I've seen many people, and maybe you have too, that have gone on retreats or had a powerful spiritual experience, perhaps like our young people are having at the Steubenville Conference this weekend in town. But they come off of those retreats, and they're very high on life and very high on the faith and Jesus, and they just want to do nothing but pray and share that spiritual message, and that's a great thing. But oftentimes later, God will put that heart to the test to see if that faith is real, if it's deep enough, if it's genuine enough. But sometimes after those joyful experiences, like I said, which happen on a retreat or from a powerful prayer experience, when God decides to test the heart and withdraws that joy from them a little bit, they get discouraged and they quickly and easily give up. Or perhaps when they go out and joy to share that message with others and say, hey, can I pray for you? Or can I share my story of my faith journey with you? They might say, no, I'm not interested, And they get discouraged. Or sometimes they can even be made fun of or persecuted in that way. Many of us have experienced that. But that is the seed that fell on rocky ground. It starts out good, but there just isn't enough good fertile soil there, and so it withers. The third snare that Jesus warns us about today is the human heart, which accepts the word of God with joy, but when unhealthy attachments or worldly anxieties overcome the heart, they prevent it from putting the word of God into practice. this. And this is like the child who, you know, comes to mom and dad with the birthday list or the Christmas list and says, this is that special toy or that special gift I want. And when they get it, perhaps they open it up with great excitement. It is what they asked for, tearing open the box, and they're playing with it. You can't even get them to come to the dinner table. They're so interested in their new toy. But as we know, give it a couple weeks. And after a couple weeks, after constantly playing with it, perhaps the child will get bored with it and then slowly puts that one aside and returns to his old toys. That infatuation that they had is now gone. And thus, when God puts this heart to the test, prayer and scripture do not produce the joyful feelings for a time, this heart loses interest and moves back to the things that used to give it pleasure, bring only temporary pleasures, but not the joy that God can sustain it with. And this is the seed that landed among thorns. It started, it grew up nice and healthy, but those anxieties of the world have choked it off. So the point of this famous parable, however, is quite obvious. We know, as I said earlier, Jesus wants us to move through all that, to move through those phases if we happen to fall into them, and become good seed. And we can only become good seed if we're a strong and healthy plant rooted in the Lord. And we do this by doing exactly what we're doing today, and that is coming together, repenting of our sins, listening to the word of God and meditating on it, and entering into prayer with the Lord, and then receiving him in the Eucharist to draw that joy and strength into our hearts. And it's hopefully something that we'll continue to do every day of the week. And so that faith and that joy does not get choked off in our life by the world. Today we walk with the Lord like the apostles did, letting Jesus teach us and speak to us, for we know that we can't understand a foreign language unless we study and we practice it. And so we should try and read the Bible every day and wrestle with that word of God, and let it penetrate our hearts. Likewise, when people take medicine or they receive vaccines and become healthy and develop an immunity to disease, we too have to remember that we vaccinate our hearts against those spiritual diseases through prayer and through scripture and through the Eucharist. These things keep our hearts from growing hard. And so we thank the Lord today for speaking to us and keeping our spiritual hearts strong and healthy so that we can go out from here into the world to share the joy of the gospel and the freedom that it gives us. To all of those, especially those who are searching, those who are struggling and in need of God's healing love.